So, yeah, in the bulletin, I am not Janie Sutton. This is Norton Sanford. Okay, we know it's Father's Day. Father's Day was founded in the early 1900s, I believe 1910, by Sonora Smart Dodd. And it was to honor her father, who was a Civil War veteran, and raised six children by himself. So it was in honor of Mr. Smart. And it took a while to catch on. It wasn't until Lyndon B. Johnson began the process and Richard Nixon signed it into law. So Father's Day, in my experience as a therapist, sometimes holidays can be kind of complicated for a number of folks. And so we'll focus a little bit on that this morning. Another thing you didn't know is that since it's third Sunday of June, that means the dates move around, right? So today is also my birthday. That's a real organic plug there. So, but I bring it up to say this. You got to hang with me here. June 21st, the summer solstice, the longest day of the year. It happened to be a pretty long day for my mother as well that day. So June 21st, we went to England for our honeymoon, and I finally got to stand at Stonehenge. And Stonehenge, as you know, was kind of organized around several dates, but June 21st being the most important date. And I'm standing in front of my pillar. Yes, it's my pillar. On June 21st, honoring that day. And I'm crowing about, well, I must have become a chieftain then of my people back in the day. And the guide was like, well, I'm not quite sure about that. Actually, we've recently discovered a lot of human sacrifices here. So, yeah, right, you'd be special. You'd be special. Maybe not a chieftain, though. Maybe not. All right. So holidays can be complicated. Let's consider Father's Day. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Lord, we pray today for those fathers that are basking in their strong relationships with their families. Lord, we send our prayers. We're praying today for those who are remembering the memory of their strong fathers on this day with a touch of loss, and we send our prayers. Lord, we remember those who did not have a strong relationship with their father, and we send our prayers. And Lord, we remember those fathers who are aware on this day of the steps that they took that may have hurt those relationships. And we send our prayers. Lord, we pray for strong women throughout this country, throughout this world, who, like Mr. Smart, raised up children and had to be both mom and dad. And we send our prayers. And Lord, as Barbara mentioned, we remember the host of folks who step into roles every day to be a tender father to those in need. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.